This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient Linda Rose. Medical record is 152-879, but date of birth 2-1-1953. Referring physician Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed. EGD secondary procedure biopsy. Date of the procedure January 6, 2023. Indications: nausea, abdominal pain. CT scan of the abdomen showing thickened stomach wall. Post-op diagnosis: impression 1, gastric ulcer. Number 2, duodenal ulcer. Number 3, prominent duodenal bowel mucosa. Next number, otherwise normal EGD, pure paragraph. This deformization, second portion of the duodenum, complication known immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin, EGD template, pure paragraph. Findings, otopharynx appear normal, pure paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph. Stomach, there is a clean base ulcer in the gastric ulcer in the body of the stomach. Multiple biopsies were taken, period paragraph. Biopsies taken from antromobatic radish pylori, period paragraph. Duodenal bulb, mucosa appears prominent in between the first and second portion of the duodenum, period. There's some erosions in the duodenal bulb, biopsies taken. There's a small ulcer in the duodenum between the first and second portion of the duodenum, biopsies taken, period paragraph. Second portion of the duodenum appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, for celiac disease, period paragraph. Recommendations 1, for pathology reports. Number 2 and 3, flu measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic. Next number, we'll start a patient of protonix 40 milligrams twice a day. Next number, patient need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document gastric ulcer healing, period. Paragraph, depending on results on next EGD, patient might need endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of the gastric and duodenal mucosa, period. End of dictation.